What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And first of all, I hope all of you guys and ladies are having a wonderful Monday morning. Guys, my Monday morning was crazy. It was raining like hell 30, 40 minutes ago. But the rain just stopped, but it's going to rain again because I just got a weather update. So, oh, geez. But yeah, like I said, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone enjoyed the sun. You know, it was pretty sunny for me. You know, it was 70, 80 degrees and sunny, yesterday. I don't know what the weather update was for you guys. So if you did have a hot day, then I applaud you. But I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I hope everyone had a relaxing, wonderful weekend. And guys, I also hope everyone enjoyed. I also hope everyone enjoyed football. You know, there was a lot of great football being played. Not just on Sunday, but on Saturday. My Buckeyes beat Western Kentucky. Kyle McCord, this kid is going to be amazing once he enters the league. We all know the quarterbacks from Ohio. And look, I understand there hasn't been previous success from all the quarterbacks coming from the Buckeyes. But hey, you got Justin Fields, you got CJ Stroud, two top picks. Who came from Ohio State. Kyle McCord is going to be the next one up, and he's been amazing. Marvin Harrison, this kid's going to be amazing as well. I'm just excited. I just had a really good week. My Buckeyes won on Saturday. My Giants won yesterday, and that's why I came on here on my podcast to talk about the Giants. Oh man, I still can't believe what happened in that game. That was a crazy game, but a big win, even though it was against a team that's not that good. But the Giants got the win. The Giants will be playing this upcoming Thursday at Levi Stadium to play those San Francisco 49ers. I'm a freak. I can't believe what just happened. But I think, you know, and a lot of you guys, I received some interesting questions from most of you guys, and I also appreciate them. So most of you guys were asking me, Justin, has Daniel Jones, you know, because obviously this entire offseason, it was all about Daniel Jones. You know, what will Daniel Jones look like if he has all his weapons? And I think we got a clear answer. And I think that answer is that he can play at a high level. He can play with the Josh Allens and the Joe Burrows and the Patrick Mahomes. I'm not gonna say Patrick Mahomes, you know, because I think from a talent perspective, I'm not gonna say just Daniel Jones. I mean, I don't think there's any quarterback from a talent perspective that can play at the same level as Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if there's one quarterback I can see that can play right up to that same talent level with Patrick Mahomes, it's Aaron Rodgers. But other than that, I just don't see it. Daniel Jones. Some people, even when he entered the league, a lot of people looked at him like he was another Jared Goff. I wouldn't say that, you know, because I think Daniel Jones, I think he's more athletic than Jared Goff, you know, because he can use his legs. You know, he reminds me of Josh Allen, you know, and I mean, compare the two. They're not that different. They're both 6 foot. I think Daniel Jones is 6 foot four. Josh Allen, I think he's 6 foot five. They both weigh around 200 pounds. They both can run the ball as good as any other quarterback. I think the difference is that Josh Allen, he has a cannon of an arm, you know. But Daniel Jones, he did make some big time throws, and that was another big question mark about Daniel Jones. Can he make those big time throws to his new targets? And he did. You know, the one deep shot to Jalen Hyatt, you know, in the start of the third quarter. Twice he threw two great passes to Jalen Hyatt, who I'm also I'm excited that they got Jalen Hyatt. I'm just excited they got Jalen Hyatt reps in that game, you know, because I see a lot of potential in this kid. You know, like I said, give this kid some time and he's going to show up. But look, it was against the Cardinals. If Daniel Jones, especially if Saquon doesn't play, if Daniel Jones somehow pulls out a miracle against the 49ers, I think it's very obvious that he is the second best quarterback in the NFC. And I'm saying, and I'm not putting Daniel Jones over Jalen Hurts yet, because longevity matters. We heard Micah Parsons compare Daniel Jones to Jalen Hurts. Micah Parsons said he doesn't see a big difference between the two. You know, I mean, when you look at the two, they both can run the ball. They both don't have the strongest of arms when it comes to throwing the ball, especially as a quarterback. You know, the one difference is that one quarterback played with a better offense, the other didn't. You know, and now when I look at the Giants, you know, now when I look at Daniel Jones with the new weapons he has, you can't say Daniel Jones and Jalen Hyatt can't say they're not that different from one another when it comes to talent. They both can ball, you know. But you know, the Giants, obviously, that game against the Cardinals was supposed to be all Giants. That was supposed to be a game where you see Daniel Jones dominate. And we just didn't get that, some reporter that worked for Fox was interviewing Daniel Jones. And Daniel said something very interesting. He was saying that he was saying something like we couldn't find ourselves. We couldn't find that rhythm again. You know, and him saying that, I was like, wow. And it's understandable, because you bring in new players who are trying to get used to new plays, to the new playbook, you know, because it takes time for new players. Like, understanding the playbook, it's hard. You know, it's not that easy, you know. But that's how players get better, you know. Everyone doesn't say practice makes perfect for no reason, you know, so Daniel Jones played great, you know. Now it's interesting though, because I don't think any of us know. Like, we don't. When you really think about it, look at the Giants got blown out by the Cowboys. Yeah, they almost got. It looked like they're about to get blown out by the Cardinals, but they came back and they won. So it's hard to say what this Giants team is, you know. But I think one thing for sure that we can say about this team is that, look, this is a team that's very well coached. This is a team that's going to fight you for 60 minutes. This team clearly doesn't care how many points are down. They're gonna dominate even when they're down by so much. And that's what they did. And that right there gives me confidence that, hey, it doesn't matter how dominant San Francisco is, they can put as much points as they can. We're still gonna do what we do and dominate and fight. You know, we gotta play like the Giants. The Giants gotta have that underdog mentality. They gotta play like they're the ones who also the Giants are expected to be the underdogs. The Giants are 10-point under. The 49ers are 10-point favorites. If the Giants play like true underdogs, they can win this game because they have the talent. You know, now it's hard. It's going to be a hard one. The 49ers are the best team in the NFC, possibly in the NFL. You know, they got one of the... This is going to be a big test for our offensive line, you know. But, hey, I think he showed enough. And I think he's proved that, hey, you can win with me, you know. Especially if Saquon goes out. If Daniel Jones still wins this game without Saquon, that I think this is a true statement game, you know. So let's see what happens. It is on prime time. The Giant, you know, Daniel Jones, he doesn't have a good record playing on prime time, but hey, this is a different Daniel Jones, you know, and I'm excited. But guys, that's not why I came on here. That's not what I really wanted to talk about. I have another list that I want to share with you guys today. So yeah, I just wasted 11 minutes, you know, talking about that. But hey, I had to get that off my chest. But I have another list for you guys today. I've been giving a lot of lists out lately, but hey, I love doing it, so whatever. But my list for today, I'm going to be giving you guys my 5 takeaways from the New York Giants season-saving win over the Cardinals. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Number one, I think the first takeaway I believe every Giants fan has gotten from this game is that Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley came up huge for this team. I mean, this is what I've been talking about. You know, the offense looking terrible in the first half. Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka decided to put the ball in the hands of their best playmakers, Danny Dimes and Saquon Barkley. These are two of the best players on offense outside of Andrew Thomas for the Giants, and they proved it in the second half. For Daniel Jones, goodness, this dude silenced a lot of his haters out there. He put this team on his back in the final 30 minutes of action, helping them record the unforgettable win. On the day, he tossed for over 300 yards and 2 touchdowns while adding 59 yards and adding another score on the ground. That's how you do it. You know, Saquon Barkley, he had a terrible drop in the first half that led to another Daniel Jones interception. That was infuriating, but hey, number 26 was able to bounce back in the best way possible. He rushed for Saquon rushed for 63 yards and a touchdown. He also added 6 receptions for 29 yards and another score. I mean, without those two players, there's no chance the Giants would have come from behind to improve to 1-1. Obviously, we must keep our fingers crossed that Saquon Barkley, obviously, we saw what happened to him. Hopefully, he's not seriously hurt. You know, on one of the last plays of the game, you know, Saquon, we all saw it. He hobbled off the field with what looked to be an ankle injury. He slammed his helmet in frustration, making it seem like he'll miss the showdown against the 49ers. So let's hope some good news. Let's hope to get some good news on him soon, though. But that's my first takeaway. My second takeaway is this. Look at, you guys know me. There are some good things, but there's a whole lot of bad. You know, I think the second takeaway is this. Another slow start from the Giants was unacceptable. That's my second takeaway. Look at, as great as this win feels, the start was forgettable. I mean, the way the Giants were getting smacked around, Giants fans were hoping that Brian Daboll would have his men ready to rock for this one. That, of course, wasn't the case. on the first offensive play of the game, Joshua Zudu getting the start, getting the start in place of Andrew Thomas was flagged for a false start. You know, like, that's absurd and it can't happen. The Cardinals and Joshua Dobbs looked sharp offensively in the first half, landing the first punch thanks to a James Conner touchdown run. Arizona kept moving the chains, but the Giants, New York was having all kinds of issues getting into any kind of groove on offense. Against Arizona? Seriously? I mean, at halftime, the Giants were down 20-0, meaning they had been outscored a total of 60-0 in the first six quarters of the campaign. I mean, this is something that Brian Daboll and his staff need to get figured out as soon as possible. You know, the Giants taking on the 49ers on Thursday night, another slow start could lead to a blowout being recorded. A win like this will happen against Arizona, but they can't expect to post a comeback victory of this fashion against San Francisco. So that's my second takeaway. My third takeaway, the Giants defense had another tough show. That's my third takeaway. I mean, with the depth up front for the Giants defense, led by All-Pro defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, you think they have a strong showing against a struggling Cardinals offense. However, once again, there was basically no pressure put on Joshua Dobbs early on this one. I mean, Joshua Dobbs having nothing but time to scan the field and make plays. I mean, you know your defense has had a rough showing when you make Joshua Dobbs, the journeyman quarterback, look like a Pro Bowler. I mean, not only that, but the run defense could not stop Arizona's run. They couldn't stop running back James Conner, who eclipsed 100 yards in the third quarter. Whenever James Conner had the ball in his hands, it felt like he was going to break free for an impressive run. You know, thankfully, the Giants defense was able to record a 180 in the second half. There were some fantastic stops to get the ball back in the hands of Daniel Jones. I mean, without those stops, the Giants would be 0-2 in the year. So that being said, I'd like to see the pass rushers play a bit stronger moving forward. You know, so that's my third takeaway. My fourth takeaway, I think it's very clear that Jalin Hyatt needs to see more playing time. I mean, talk about making a statement. I mean, with the Giants down 20-0, the offense was desperate to make something happen to start off the second half. Jalin Hyatt's number was called and he delivered in the best way possible. Seriously, I mean, this is a grab that's going to be talked about by the Giants supporters for quite some time, though. You know, someone on Twitter, they had a replay of the big plays in the start of the third quarter where Daniel Jones throws a big ball down to Jalin Hyatt down the field. You know, I'm watching it right now. Like, this is amazing. This is amazing. You know, I'm telling you guys, you know, I said this when we drafted this kid. He is going to be another dog in the NFC East with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Curtis Samuel and Terry McLaurin. He's gonna be another one of those dogs who are going to scare defenses. I mean, his speed, his athleticism, his height, his lengthy body. He can do it all. He has the, like, I don't know how this kid was drafted, and I don't know how no one drafted him in the first round. He has the potential. Did everyone see what he did against Alabama? He caught 5 touchdown passes. He has the attributes to be, not top five yet, but to be at least a top 15, top 10 wide receiver in the league. That big play to Jalin Hyatt was a 58-yard reception, injecting some life into this team. Soon after, Daniel Jones rushed in for a score to give New York some hope. Jalin Hyatt, obviously, look, we all know that this kid is known for his speed, and he showcased that in a huge way on that particular play. He left the Cardinals secondary in the dust, and he also not only ran a great route, but he showcased strong hands too. You know, that's been something that the Giants have struggled with, finding playmakers who can catch the ball, you know. But look, the aerial attack has been a bit of a disappointment for the Giants so far this season, with Paris Campbell having a case of the drops to start off his career with the Giants. That needs to change as soon as possible. You know, so that being said, look, Jalin Hyatt, I feel like he needs to be more involved with this offense. The more comfortable he gets out on the field, the better it will be for Daniel Jones for the long haul. He finished with 2 receptions for 89 yards, which led the team. You know, so props to Jalin Hyatt. And last but not least, look. Obviously, this player, you know, this is a guy who a lot of everyone was worried about his injury history, and no one knew if we were gonna see the same player we saw a few years back. But Darren Waller, this guy is living up to the hype in this one for the Giants. You know, here's why this is my last takeaway. If you're going to ask me how awesome was it to see Darren Waller ball out the way he did against the Cardinals, in the week 1 loss to the Cowboys, Darren Waller had three receptions for 36 yards. Look, it wasn't what people were hoping to see out of him. Against the Cardinals, especially in the second half, this guy was a focus for the aerial attack, and he posted some great catches for Daniel Jones. You know, against Arizona, Darren Waller caught 6 passes for 76 yards. Look, no, he didn't reach 100, you know, 100, no, he didn't reach 100 yards or find the end zone, but number 12 was a reliable option for Daniel Jones. And he helped his offense get going when they needed to the most. Like, it felt like whenever the Giants needed a pass catcher to step up, Darren Waller was there. You know, he was there ready to make something happen. Obviously, in order for the Giants to keep the good vibes going and record some close wins, they'll need Darren Waller to be at his best. Obviously, this wasn't the case in week 1 against the Cowboys, but what we all saw out of him against the Cardinals was just what the doctor ordered. You know, so yeah, that's my last takeaway. Yeah, guys, those are my 5 takeaways from the New York Giants season-saving win over the Arizona Cardinals. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my 5. Let me know how you guys feel about my 5 takeaways. And I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more lists if I have any. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, everyone already knows what to do. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.